USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says what Hamas has done is unforgivable.
The savage attacks that Hamas perpetrated against innocent Israelis are mind-boggling. Slaughtering families in their homes, massacring hundreds of young people at an outdoor festival.
He vows that Israel's actions against enemies will resonate for generations. He also expressed gratitude to President Biden for U.S. support. The death toll nears 1,200 with thousands injured on both sides. The White House reports at least 11 Americans among the deceased. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American Airlines, United Airlines, Delta Air have halted flights to Tel Aviv. This decision aligns with travel advisories from the U.S. State Department, which cite concerns over potential terrorism and civil unrest in the region. A member of a prominent Democrat family is now an independent.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia Monday, Kennedy Jr. revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, cheated, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69. I'm John Schaefer.
Investigators looking into the improper storage of more than 100 bodies at a Colorado funeral home are working to establish contact with the families affected. It's in Penrose, which is about 30 miles southwest of Colorado Springs. Officials confirmed Friday that Fremont County Coroner's Office is working to identify the bodies, but that process could take several months. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Texas man is being sentenced for his role in 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. On January 6, 45-year-old Shane Jenkins of Houston smashed a window of the Capitol building with a tomahawk and threw projectiles at police officers. Jenkins was found guilty of 9 criminal counts, including assaulting law enforcement with a deadly weapon, and was sentenced Friday to 7 years in prison. A Florida skydiver has died after his parachute didn't open. Police in Titusville, Florida, east of Orlando, say the unidentified man was found dead on the lawn of a home near the Arthur Dunn Air Park around 12:30 Saturday afternoon. Police say the man was outfitted in proper parachute gear. Manhattan's Fifth Avenue was crowded with spectators as people from around the world gathered to witness the 79th annual Columbus Day Parade. Among them was Anna Marie Natal, a resident of New Jersey who proudly joined over 100 organizations, accompanied by over a dozen marching bands and 18 floats.
I'm just proud to be an Italian-American. My parents came here from Italy, so it's important to continue traditions, and this is our tradition. Being a part of this whole New York City experience, having the parade here, just a great thing.
The Raiders are hoping to turn their luck around on Monday Night Football tonight. The team is riding a 3-game losing streak heading into Week 5, the matchup against the Packers in Las Vegas. They're currently tied for last in the AFC West at 1-3. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.